Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Nothing like it.
Nope.
I move like Shaq.
Puff, you're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast. The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass. I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my women with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Shit.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half.
Uh-huh.
No accident, kid, but she gon' crash.
Cool.
I confirm to her that I wanna smash.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass.
I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit.
Yeah.
Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow,
flow.
Come sniff me.
Uh-huh.
Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, named Tipney. Rolling up the stick, yeah. Horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a Dixie. It's the kid Ashwood, yes I get busy. I'm coming up,
yup,
I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Don't you hit the city lot till I use your stick. Your shorty staring at my canary.
Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Magazine. You don't know a true king. Treat the lady like a queen. Caught up
up in the image, but he don't know what it means. I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you tried. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
Redland. Yeah, man, you don't know what it means to be on this radio show. You know what I'm saying? Entertaining the world each and every day. But, you know, the Lord blessing me to be here, and that's why I'm here, doing what I does. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to welcome everybody to WDGR, home of the Indie Superstars. Yes, that is Regular Gang Radio. I am your host, DJ Smells So Good, man. And, yeah, each and every time you tune into my show, man, I do something different for you. Stay on that knowledge tip, kicking some knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and enlightenment and, you know, trying to wake the world up, you know what I'm saying? Shit, one listener at a time, and, you know, hopefully that listener will wake somebody else up, you know what I'm saying? So what we're doing today is, yeah, you know, the description, I'd be typing fast, so it might not, you know, but our human minds read through that. It reads through errors. If you ever notice that when you read something and a letter, it might have been what? But the A is W-A-H-T, but your mind still calculates it and you know, brings it in and it shoots it back out as it being correct, you know what I'm saying? And that's just where our mental mind state works. So today is why we here Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that I've come across in my 31 years of living, you know what I'm saying, I always say, you know, I'm trying to, you come to a point in your life where you try to find yourself. You know, you step out in life, and most people that light don't wake up. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't turn on. You know what I'm saying? For some people, it does. You know, for me personally, you know what I'm saying? My light cut on at 30. You know what I'm saying? It cut on just over a year ago. I mean, I've been helping people all my life, and I've always felt, you know what I'm saying, that that my purpose in life really was just to help people. You know what I'm saying? But I really didn't realize that until I turned 30 and I started reading and really getting involved in, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I always read, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, when you talk about reading with understanding, that's something totally different. You know, you can read a newspaper, but if you don't read a newspaper and understand the articles that are in it, you just reading, you know, just to be reading. So, I try not to stay, you know what I'm saying, focused on that. So, yeah, my purpose in life, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the description real quick. You know, many people travel through life knowing that they are here for a special purpose, but most never live up to their potential and never utilize special talents and skills the Creator has blessed each and every one of us with. And I do know my purpose in life, and I like to share a few thoughts of mine, and of course would love to get feedback and learn what your purpose in life is, and are you striving to live up to it? You know what I'm saying? And are you passing that blessing on? You know, I hate, I ain't going to say hate, but I dislike people who the first thing they come out their mouth with is all the world don't want to hear that. You know, and or the world ain't ready to handle that type of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? If you're sitting on knowledge, if you possess something that somebody else doesn't know, and you are not sharing that knowledge, or you're not passing that special gift, that talent, that skill on to another person so they can carry that on, you are wrong, and you need to slap the shit out of yourself and wake up, because you can't take anything with you. There is nothing on this planet Earth that you can take with you, not your Wii station, not your PlayStation, not your laptop, computer, not the chick that you with right now or the nigga that you with right now either. You can't take none of that with you. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing on this planet that you can take with you. You can only leave, you know, traces of your being. That's all you can do. Because I guarantee you Michael Jackson was the most famous motherfucker for the last 50 years. But give it two more years and a bitch is not going to remember Michael Jackson. A bitch don't remember Martin Luther King, even though we have Martin Luther King Day every month. You know what I'm saying? You ask a black person, they don't even know, half black people don't even know when Martin Luther King birthday is, or even what Black History Month is for. So it's like, you know, and that is the fault of everybody who do not know, and that's the fault of everybody who does know, because a closed mouth will never get fed. And if you don't seek knowledge, you will never get knowledge. Understand that. I mean, yeah, you can stand in the motherfucking door of the library all day, and a billion people gonna walk by you that unread a million books. But if you haven't asked one of them people that's in there, you know, what you done read? Okay, well, tell me a little bit about the book. Not necessarily saying you have to go up in the library, but you need to at least stop somebody to find out what's going on, you know what I'm saying, to open your mind. Because, you know, you might be a person that can't read. But when you go into the library, they have, you know, techno age right now, where, you know, shit, they have the text-to-speech, you know what I'm saying? Well, really, if you just scan over the words, you know what I'm saying, the computer going to read the words for you. I mean, that's there. We in 2009. I mean, we been in the George Jetson age, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just powers that be feel that you and me, you know what I'm saying, ain't ready to be on that next level. We're not ready to walk around with our fucking space boots and hoverboards and all that Back to the Future shit that they show you. But then you as a human being and us as human beings grow up, you know what I'm saying, believing in this bullshit of nonfiction and fiction. You know, we go through life believing that. You know what I'm saying? We believe that everything that looks false is not real, and everything that's not, and just the vice versa. You know what I'm saying? We look at things kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying this as human beings, not blacks, not white. It's not Puerto Ricans or Mexicans. It's just a human mentality, and it's just, you know, the way humans was brought up. At least here in the U.S. Let me speak for at least here in the U.S. Because people that come from Canada, people who come from Germany, people that come from the U.K. and all these other places, you know what I'm saying? They come here with different goals, different mindsets, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them come here with, you know, with the hunger to learn knowledge. Why, we all here in the land of open knowledge and ain't soaking up shit but some motherfucking sun to get a suntan. You know? Or we sucking up the sun as far as black people, you know what I'm saying? Just because we just happen to be outside. There ain't no suntan to that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that is how our world is working right now. We have to, as far as us as being elders, you know what I'm saying, I'm speaking for shit, 25 and up, you know what I'm saying, cause, and I really want to say 30 and up, because shit, some of these knucklehead 25-year-olds, they still sleeping on life and don't know what the hell going on, you know what I'm saying. So, but at least 30 and up, you know what I'm saying, you know, you need to be talking to the youth, you know what I'm saying, you need to be talking to your nieces, your nephews. I mean, I find myself stopping all my family. I guess my family get kind of aggravated with me, you know what I'm saying? Because I put them on so much shit, man. It's like people scared of 2012, but don't even know what the fuck is going to go on in 2012. Motherfucker, I had 20 people in the neighborhood come and ask me what's going on. I'm not no motherfucking, what the hell they call them, psychic prophesizers and all that shit. But I've read enough information And I've backed that information up to know that, yeah, we're going to go through a change. We're going to go through a weather change. But if you don't understand that you are a part of this earth just as much as this earth is a part of you, then you don't understand yourself. You have to know thyself. Women go through motherfucking PMS every week, every month. You know what I'm saying? And they, and some of them go, it lasts longer than a week. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, it lasts 2 weeks. You know, because some women don't know their body. And they don't take care of their body, which is why that shit lasts longer than it should have. You know, some women go and try to rush off and take medications and shit and turn around, and that shit has fucked up effects. And then and you still, in the long run, you know what I'm saying, bleeding longer than you want to. Same thing with men, though. You know what I'm saying? We go through, not as far as PMS, but, I mean, we go through just everyday life struggles, you know what I'm saying, dealing with this bullshit, that bullshit, you know. And sometimes, you know, but we ain't got no medication for it. That's the only thing. Well, I smoke weed. That's my medication. You know what I'm saying? That's how I try to, you know, beyond grabbing a bottle and taking a bottle to the head and trying to douse my problems and, you know what I'm saying, douse my tripping and all that. You know, I take a blunt to the head. I feel it's more safer for me. You know what I'm saying? It's more calmer for me. And, you know, to each his own, though. You know, that's to each his own. So in this life, man, that's all I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? Is get to know yourself. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself. Because if you love you, you will love every single body around you. If you don't like your motherfucking mama, then you not really, honestly, this is for fellas. If you don't treat your mama with the motherfucking utmost respect, you going to have a fucked up ass relationship with every female that come along. Same way for women. If you don't know how to treat your daddy with respect, that's going to rub off into your relationship with that man. You all, everybody is a spitting image of their parents, of their parental, you know, of their parents. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you take a little bit of your daddy, you got a little bit of your mama. That's your X and that's your Y. That's your two chromosomes that make you, you. Without the X, it wouldn't be no Y. Without the Y, it wouldn't be no X. It took both of them to make your Z ass, to make you in the end. You know, it took both of them sides. It wasn't no one-sided story. Just like life. Life is not, it's not one-sided. You know what I'm saying? It's two sides to every story, like motherfucking troops say. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like to thank a couple of people, you know what I'm saying? And I want to get this out of the way, too. In the building, Miss Black, Real Talk, Real Women, and the Showstopper, a.k.a. Miss PG. I'm the CEO of Trilateral Commission, the little shit we done made up here on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, Trilateral Radio, and we made it, and this is why I started Trilateral Commission, all right. I'm in Florida, I'm in Tampa, Florida. I have my homeboy Goofy Bone, who was in San Jose, California, and I have my homeboy Sadie J, who was in Dallas, Texas. Our goal as DJs are to break records. That is the purpose of us being on Blog Talk Radio. We are here to break records and expose indie artists on the underground circuit to an international audience, not a stateside audience, to an international audience. That is the purpose. This is why, but, I mean, when I first started Trilateral, everybody, you know, started giving me the ass to kiss, talking about, well, I ain't part of this and I ain't part of that. And I didn't motherfucking start this shit for nobody to be a part of shit. Because I have an artist, Miss Janu, that I promote, and that's who the fuck I'm trying to get, you know, broken into the industry. So I had to set this up, you know what I'm saying? Because if you haven't noticed, your own home fucking town DJs show no love for any local artist or anybody who they feel, you know what I'm saying, is not on the radio, or anybody who they feel is not on day A list, you know what I'm saying? Oh, when I come in the club, you don't want to acknowledge me every time. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, go through all that old fuck shit. So this here, Blog Talk Radio, is a blessing in disguise for artists, DJs, promoters, entertainers, whatever you trying to do to get some motherfucking positive exposure, this is where you're supposed to be at. Fuck FM, fuck AM. That's my mission as far as Trilateral Radio is to shut both of them motherfucking FCC-ran entities down. Fuck Clear Channel, what the other shit is. Fuck Infinity, all you motherfuckers, man, because you all do not support who's the backbone of you. And that's just people, everyday people. I hate turning on the goddamn radio, hearing do the stanky leg, and then I flip two channels, and then come back, and that bitch still is in rotation. Like, goddamn, I mean, it's a million songs out here. It's a, I come up with 1,000 people sending me shit. I mean, to my to smellitbtrlive.com, and that's all I ask people to do. Send it, and it get played. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we run off to the radio station and, you know, send and submit our little singles and submit our demos. And, ooh, look, I'm hot. Check me out. Man, please. They throw that bitch to file 13, and that's the trash. You know what I'm saying? Unless you already coming with a ludicrous-type swagger selling 50,000 out the trunk. You know what I'm saying? Or you already got, you know, 50,000 motherfuckers requesting your shit on the radio. Bitches ain't fucking with you. I almost had to slap this nigga in his motherfucking face Saturday for telling me some old dumbass shit like that. No, that was Monday. I'm at the club and one of my so-called homeboy DJs, you know what I'm saying? It's after 12 o'clock. We out here promoting my damn artist. We walking around in the club giving out CDs and shit. My other homeboy in the VIP, you know what I'm saying? Boom, he already spraying us, you know what I'm saying? Giving us love and all that shit. I come over to this old chrome dome ass nigga over here. You know what I'm saying? Now, we all digital. If you ain't in the digital age as a DJ, you need to step your game up. If you don't have a motherfucking laptop, you need to step your game up. All that playing with CDs, bullshit, that shit is Elvis. Yes. That shit is out the motherfucking building. Yes. That's out. Out. You need to step up. Laptop, preferably virtual DJ, Serato Scratch, and all that shit, if you got the internet, is motherfucking free. If you need it, holler at your boy. I will give it to you free. I don't believe in paying for no motherfucking $300-$500 programs. I'm paying for the motherfucking internet. And right now I got Wi-Fi, so thank you. I get my shit free. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole key thing to it, man. You cannot keep knowledge. I share everything. If you motherfuckers, I'm in the chat room right now. I'm finna put something in here. I promise you on everything I love, if you click on this website, I just stopped everybody who's on my website right now. If you're on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, this is what I mean by knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is key. It's not about what you know. It's who you know and how you're going to use the information once you get it. You know what I'm saying? You can make a motherfucker a millionaire, but you know, you can give a person $1 million, but you cannot make him a millionaire. He going to be a Brewster's. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna know what the fuck to spend it on. He ain't gonna know what the fuck to invest it in. You know what I'm saying? EPathChina.com. This is where Best Buy. This is where Target. This is where Walmart. This is where every motherfucking major electronics person or national store, major store gets their shit. I put you there. I just put you there. What you gonna do with the knowledge though? I mean, are you hungry enough to take that, go out, and set you up a motherfucking electronic store? Are you hungry enough to go out, get some of that shit, take it to your neighborhood, and put your motherfucking neighborhood up on game? That is the whole purpose. That is the whole purpose of life right there. You have to teach, reach to preach. Yeah, or preach to reach to teach. You got that. We have to do that. That is just so important. That is so fucking important. Yes, they do. In the building, yeah, they do. They charge it. And this is for all your artists out there. They charge $250 for a spin on radio. Unless you on a dead-ass spot like 1 in the morning and shit on a Monday night, you know what I'm saying? And they still gonna charge that $60 for one spin. At least that's how they do it down here on 95. You know what I'm saying? One fucking spin. One song. One time. That's it. That's no exposure in that at all. You know what I'm saying? Versus you getting spun on in Florida, you send the music to Florida, the music done been sent to Cali, the music done been sent over to Texas, sent over to Las Vegas with IB, sent all the way over to goddamn Australia with my co-host, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Tasha Triple X, who plays the shit. You can't even understand the ramifications of online radio. You cannot compare this shit to not Nan. Promotional machine anywhere. There is nothing more vast, quicker than this goddamn internet, and we have to utilize that shit to the utmost. EPathChina.com, people, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a mini laptop, You can get that bitch on there $177. Them motherfuckers is $350, $400 in the store right now. You know what I'm saying? It's all about money, which is really, that's why I ain't walking around this bitch looking like Inspector Gadget. But I know where to get all the gadgets from. You know what I'm saying? MP3, 4-5 players. Most people ain't even know what the fuck an MP3 player is, let alone an MP4, let alone an MP5. You know what I'm saying? But that knowledge is out there, people. We cannot sleep on it. I mean, I show you a website where the fucking George Jetson car is already in operation. The bitch go like 30 feet in the air, it go like a foot in the air, something like that. It hovers over a foot in the air, and right now that bitch only go for like 30 to 50 meters or something like that. So they got the propulsion, they got the technique, they have everything down. They just can't market that motherfucker right now, which is the same thing that's going on, which kills me, though. We had a brother in our neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, right here in Tampa, Florida, that was in the newspaper for one motherfucking day. One fucking day. This man created a mother... His truck runs off of nothing but battery power. He don't pay for no oil, no transmission fluid, no antifreeze, no gas, period. This man built this onto his truck. And it's a simple-ass idea. We just overthink shit so hard, and we let people tell us that, you know what I'm saying, that that's going to be an inconvenience to you. You have to think about something. Okay, the brother built this truck. It's got four marine batteries. Okay, I'm going to break this down. A marine battery, if you ever been to a boat, they got these some big, huge-ass batteries. These are marine batteries, big-ass batteries, gel batteries. He got eight batteries. He got four on one side, four on the other side. In the middle, he has a drive shaft. A drive shaft is a big-ass, it's just a big-ass pipe underneath your car that turns. You know what I'm saying? It turns. When your wheels rotate, it turns that drive shaft. As the drive shaft turns, he got two alternators that sit in the front that are attached to it by a belt. And he has what they call it a drop switch. Drop switch is nothing more than a switch that activates. You click it on, it turns on power to whatever device you got it hooked up. You click the switch off like an on and off switch. So what it does is when he running on four batteries, you know what I'm saying, he can run up to 50 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? Constantly, 50 miles an hour. Once that shit get low, the battery automatically, the switch automatically clicks over to the other four batteries that are already, and while he's driving on one side, the other side alternator kicks on and it starts charging up the other four batteries back up. So he never loses fucking power. This motherfucker man said when the news interviewed him, they can't find no motherfucking cons wrong with him. They only can see the pros, but they cannot give this motherfucker no exposure, because if they do, who the fuck wants to ride around and continue paying this high-ass gas? Who wants to do that? But then you have to look at the economic impact of that shit. Are we truly ready to pay for no gas? You have to look at that now. You have to take a step back in life when you start looking at major issues that concern life. It sounds like the shit. It does. Right now, economically, shit. They don't know how to market it. They don't know how to tax it. They don't know how to make no money off of it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't require a battery, you know what I'm saying, a gas station that you know, you pull up to and charge your shit up. It doesn't require that. I'm working on right now turning my old van into a damn solar power running van. Because I went to the Posey battery place, I explained to dude what I was trying to do, I know it's out there, you know what I'm saying? And he put me up on game. It's already somebody riding around doing that. The guy got like, I think, four or five, six panels on top of his damn van, and that's what runs his shit. It is there, people. We actually are past there. You know what I'm saying? We look at fucking Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Only nigga in history that got cured of AIDS, but you motherfuckers said there wasn't no cure to the shit. I don't want to hear no HIV and pre-stage bullshit. That nigga was on his gone. And with enough money, enough fucking publicity, because that's what he had to do. He had to put himself in, you know, that's why he became the spokesman and all this other bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And then they gave that man that motherfucking drug to cure his shit. That nigga fucked over 1,000 something motherfucking women. Surprised your dick didn't fall off. And they still gave that man, so it's not about what you know, it's who you know. He didn't know shit. He didn't even know it was a cure, because we didn't know it was a motherfucking cure. But until he started going through them avenues and figuring out this and that, boom, look what happened. Now his ass AIDS fucking free. Still fucking his wife, which is fucking incredible to me, that she's still with his motherfucking ass. Money talks and bullshit, hey, keeps on walking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he cured, man. He damn sure is. Yeah, hey, shouts out to In the Building, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Shouts out to Red Shades popping up in here, you know what I'm saying. We got Miss Black. Let y'all know Miss Black is off in Iraq, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to all my soldiers over there holding it down. And the EOD unit and everywhere else. Shouts out to Canton, all my homeboys, man. Appreciate y'all doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? If nobody else don't tell you, you know what I'm saying? One person in this motherfucking world is saying thank you to all our troops, you know what I'm saying? And that's just some real shit. We got to do that, people. All y'all who, was in the military, you know what I'm saying? I just thank you, too, for, you know, just give y'all a toast and shit. I'm going to play a little quick song, man, because, you know, this is why we are here, you know what I'm saying, to expose shit, give y'all knowledge and exposure. And when I come back, man, I'm going to read something to you, you know what I'm saying? Okay, after I come back after this song, I'm going to read something to you, you know what I'm saying, the actual meaning of life, because a lot of people don't know what the actual meaning of life is. So I'm going to break something down to you. I'm going to put something in your motherfucking head, you know what I'm saying, put something on your mind. This is Record the Game Radio, man. This is, why we here Wednesday. You are live in the building with your boy. DJ smells so good. And y'all already know how I do, man. Live in the building. Let's go.
Nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor. Uh-huh. Now my name buzzing all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County, yeah, trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense, Google Ashwood. Good. Leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in DC. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
BT.
Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting. Uh-huh. Now I'm making beats. Slash engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant,
uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments,
Bob Whitman,
this my story,
uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows,
even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on, relax, even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician.
see the competition, yep. Kapoof, disappear, Ashwood is the truth, the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof. Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
Right, that's Miss John New right there, that woke. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check her out at www.myspace.com/John New, the princess. That's J-A-N-U, the princess. And you can also check out at www.myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess. Warning, on John New, the princess page, yeah, a lot of booty meat. Just going to put it out there. A lot of booty meat. So, yeah, ladies, yeah, just want to prepare you. Men, I'm pretty sure you're going to be shooting to check that out. But ladies, yeah, please check out the music. Yeah, a lot of booty. But that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? And we're selling an image. We ain't selling sex, you know what I'm saying? So all you thick-ass fuck niggas coming up with that bullshit, we'll get your goddamn wig split. You fucking with the wrong artist. I do promise you that, and I will kill for my motherfucking artist. So please do not get in my motherfucking way and get your ass annihilated. All right, so we're going to go on. This is provided to you by Wikipedia.org. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever believe anything I say. Please go look it up for yourself. And that's the only true way of learning. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever let nobody just tell you something. Go out, and if they give you an avenue to research it and look it up some more, go and motherfucking look that shit up. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Yeah. And this article is about the philosophical concept of the meaning of life. All right? The meaning of life constitutes a philosophical question concerning the purpose and significance of human existence or biological life in general. This concept, which is what it is, concept, can be expressed through a variety of related questions, such as my question today, why are we here? What's life all about? And what is the meaning of it all? And it has been the subject of much philosophical, scientific, and theological speculation throughout history. There have been a large number of answers to these questions from many different cultural and ideological backgrounds. But the meaning of life is deeply mixed with the philosophical and religious conceptions of existence, consciousness, and happiness, and touches on many other issues such as symbolic meaning, ontology, value, purpose, ethics, good and evil, free will, conceptions of God, which is, you know, religious, and then the existence of God, the soul, and the afterlife, which, you know, all three of those, are, you know what I'm saying? It takes all that, man. It really does. It gets a lot deeper than that thinking. So scientific contributions are more indirect by describing the empirical facts about the universe. Science provides some context and sets perimeters for conversations on related topics. An alternative human-centric and not a cosmic or religious approach is the question, what is the meaning of my life? Yeah, exactly. You should be figuring out my life, not as the what's the meaning of life, because once you say what's the meaning of life, it takes every human being on this motherfucking planet, every animal, every cat, every butterfly, everything that's on this planet, it takes in order for this planet to survive. You cannot make one thing extinct without making something else on the verge of extinction. You know, it's a food chain. And if you break a piece of that chain, somebody can't motherfucking eat. That's life. So the value of the question pertaining to the purpose of life may be considered to be coincided with the achievement of ultimate reality, if that is believed by one to exist. You know what I'm saying? That's like they say, you know, they telling you to wait. You go to, you know, every church you're going to, they always talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know, you're going up to a higher place, you know what I'm saying, you're going up to heaven. But if you talk to people on the streets, reality, just real people, they're going to tell you, you know, your heaven is right here on this planet. You know, I mean, and this is what blows me. I'm in Florida. I feel like, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, the police, they overdo their job. They do some harassment, fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? But I talked to a homie in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I'm going to tell you straight up, shit down here is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's I don't know what y'all, I don't hear about y'all in the news. I don't hear about y'all in the news, you know what I'm saying? But he said, down here, man, you know, you blessed every day to walk out your door without losing your life. And to be able to have to grow up with that on a daily in and out basis, you know what I'm saying? You just have to appreciate your living status. I thank the Lord every motherfucking day that I open my eyes. When I open my eyes, I say, thank you, Lord, for just allowing me to open my eyes. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get all on your knees, get all holy rolling with it. You know what I'm saying? You be at one with that man or woman, whatever that person is in your eyes, whatever that creator is in your eyes. That's what you be one with. You know, and that's where you'll find your peace at. But, yeah, man, that's just a little meaning of life right there. Break it down to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to send any info to me? Yeah. SmellyBTR@live.com. That's LIVE.com. MP3 only, please, if you're sending music. I'm not an MP4, not the WMA, not a .CDA. I don't need none of that other shit. Just an MP3, please. And yeah. If you don't know how to do that, please, well, you can't even be able to send it in the WAV file anyway. It's too big. So holler at your boy. Send it through Z-Share, and I can get it through there. You know, but you have to tell me they're going to get it because I just don't go and automatically start downloading people music, even though they send it to me through my email and all that. And then coming up in about 15 minutes, you know, I got some nutty news for y'all today too. You know, I already know I got to take it there with the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm kind of off because I went to set this damn show up today, and I'm fucking around with the damn Amazon little shit that you can click on and check out more. I'm trying to get me a damn picture up, and this shit made me late for my damn show. So I had to start it 30 minutes later. Normally the show starts at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? But couldn't do that. Fuck it. I'm finna jump off into something to cut. Give y'all a couple on real early. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and wake your mind up. Half of mobile homes, and understand, people, I'm located in Tampa, Florida, but I give you music. I give you news from all around the world, and I mean the world. All right. Half of mobile homes in the South, other half in the North. What? All right. This is in New York. We all the way in New York. Shouts out to all my New York, Bronx, Boston, New Jersey, Connecticut, all up that way. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to y'all up there. Over half of the country's mobile homes are located in the southern region, probably here in Florida. All these little trailer park trash motherfuckers around here, man. Please, getting y'all ass blowed away every goddamn rainy season and shit. I don't know why. I don't bet you in a motherfucking cardboard box. That's why they call it a mobile home. Shit, are you in the damn hurricane tornado capital of the motherfucking world? And put a goddamn refrigerator box outside laying in the storm and don't think your ass finna get blowed the fuck away. Man, please. All right. Over half of the country's mobile homes are located in the southern region. Most of the mobile homes in the U.S. are located in the South, where land is more plentiful. The weather is warmer and rural poverty is higher. The region is home to over 56% of the mobile housing units in the U.S., according to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2008 American Community Survey data. And, yeah, you heard that shit. They are doing censuses. So a census is basically a poll of your area. If they trying to find out how many motherfucking niggas is wearing Jordans and shit, they gonna do a census on it. You know what I'm saying? If they trying to find out how much traffic is going up and down the street, they do a census. That's when you see those, if you ever ride up and down your street or you ever seen some black lines, like two lines going across two hoses. They look like, you know, air hoses, and they stretched across the street. Those are sensors, you know, the trackers, you know what I'm saying? They're taking a poll. They're actually trying to see how much traffic is going up and down that particular street or that particular block or at that particular intersection. You know what I'm saying? How many cars make a right turn at this time? You know what I'm saying? And that's what those are. They take census. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sadie J off up in this mofo. You know? Yeah. I've had a census done in my own neighborhood. I went to on my block alone, there's a elementary school. There's a YMCA, there's a park, you know what I'm saying, a major park for the kids. And this is on each and other side of the road. We got three daycare centers and about four churches up and down the goddamn block, whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, all that shit, man. But what I wanted to do was put some speed bumps down, just to slow some of the traffic down. It would have benefited my business, true enough. But, I mean, I'm in it for the safety of the kids. It's already been proven. On the one corner alone that I'm on, I mean, we got, you know, three, four accidents a month. You know what I'm saying? On one corner alone because it's a blind spot. But motherfuckers going to tell me when they come out and they put the strips down, they do the census, it's 8,000 motherfucking cars that go up and down a 10-block radius every fucking day. And the average speed is 30 miles an hour. This is what the motherfucker tell me. I said, there ain't no fucking way, because y'all police speed up and down this shit, doing 60, 70 miles an hour every fucking day. You got the jits, you know what I'm saying? They bring their dumb asses you know what I'm saying, in their mama cars and shit, and hauling ass. They doing at least 40, 45. I mean, I can sit out there and just, shit, you can mentally clock. You don't need to, you know what I'm saying, be the weatherman to know that bitch is clouds outside and it's moisture in the air. I'm pretty sure it's finna rain. That's your 50-50 chance. I don't need no motherfucking weatherman to tell me that. You know, so, shit, that's, you know, he gonna tell me. Well, they sent me the little report back saying, yeah, well, you know, it's 8,000 cars that go up and down, but the average rate is 35 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? That's what they said. The average speed is 35 miles an hour, which doesn't what the fuck kind of word constitute? Some old bullshit ass word he used to say that basically it ain't no need for no fucking speed bumps down here. And I said that's some bullshit, you know. But hey, that's what a census does for you. You know what I'm saying? It's basically just a poll. You know, it's a statistic poll. Yeah. So now, we're gonna take this thing over to Easton. I don't know where the fuck Easton at, but that's where we at. We in Easton right now, people. Where a woman, what the fuck is a woman mule? A woman mule kicks officer in arrest. The hell is a, all right. This is why you have to read, people. A Wind Gap woman is accused of aggravated assault for a mule kick. Damn. For a mule kick to the groin of an Easton policeman who was trying to arrest her. Yeah, you go, girl. Christina M. Schindler, 31, is also charged with simple assault, disorderly conduct, false reporting to law enforcement, and public drunkenness. Damn, you done racked it up, girl. And then once in the police cruiser, Schindler escaped from her handcuffs. Damn. Well, that should be on the motherfucking dumbass officer. He ain't doing his goddamn job. He probably put a handcuffs in front of it. Some old dumb shit. You don't arrest nobody like that. What kind of shit is that? Man. When Officer Matthew Rush was securing Schindler again, she did a rear mule kick to his groin. Damn. Hey, here's one thing to be kicked with a foot. Bitch, you have a double kick? Wow, like a mule kick? Y'all remember when you used to do that back in the day when you was a kid? You know what I'm saying? You jump down on two hands and then kick back. You know what I'm saying? I'll kick a couple of my friends, kick the shit out their ass, too. I know the power of a mule kick. Yeah. So you run up. Damn. Well, shouts out to Christina, even though you finna get hit with all the motherfucking charges. But shit. Hey, what the fucking alcohol do to you people? All right, we in Goofy Bone territory. We off in Goofy Bone. We right down the street from Goofy, y'all. Yeah, 1,200. It took 1,200 heavily armed officers to raid some motherfucking gang members. Oh, yeah, in Los Angeles, California. Hundreds of police officers and federal law enforcement agents launched a major assault on the Avenues gang, hoping to deal a blow to an elusive group they say is responsible for some of Los Angeles' most notorious street crime. Under the cover of darkness around 3 a.m., roughly 1,200 heavily armed officers from the Los Angeles Police Department, the Drug Enforcement, the DEA, and several other agencies dispersed from a command post near the LAPD's training academy in Elysian Park. And they showing this stupid motherfucker with his hands cuffed in front of him. How smart is that? I mean, honestly, because police, if you turn your back on me and my shit is in front of me, I'm going to be tempted to put these motherfucking handcuffs around your motherfucking throat, especially if I'm wanted for a major crime. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a dope boy and I'm looking at 30, 40 years, and you done slip, and you done turned your old Barney Fife dumb ass around and go do paperwork or some stupid shit, yeah, you finna get choked the fuck out, and then it's going to be whatever the hell. Hey, life is about freedom, being free and not being dumb. So you was dumb without motherfucking putting your damn handcuffs behind a motherfucking person's back. Man, shit. Well, you lucky ain't nothing else, you know what I'm saying, come off of that. Yeah, well, you got to watch out for that, too, you know what I'm saying? That you know, my dog said they're talking about you flicking off officers and shit. They give your ass a ticket for that too. Man, listen, I'm down in Florida. This is home of the rednecks and the idiots. You know what I'm saying? So you come down this motherfucker and shoot a bird, yeah, you might find your ass on the ground getting tased, literally. These are just some motherfuckers that ain't got no sense, you know what I'm saying? And it don't take a badge to say that you're a police officer, and just because you got a police officer, just because you got a badge don't make you a police officer. They don't give you no authority. It don't mean that you know how to handle the responsibility and authority that you have. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, we in New York again, y'all. We're taking this thing back to New York. Damn, we just jumping back. New York, Cali. Obama's motorcade stretches from hotel to the UN. This is just getting ridiculous, y'all. Jesus. I mean, fucking rock Obama. Rock star Obama. That's what you got to fucking start calling this man, because this is just fucking stupid, man. I mean, jeez. Every time they did, shine the camera on Bush, though, man, he was reading a book upside down or holding the phone upside down, talking to the other end and shit, you know. It's super uneducated ass, so, you know. But, to hear world leaders and others addressing the United Nations Summit on Climate Change, the threat could not be more real and the need more urgent to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. Duh! We can ride around right now on battery-powered motherfucking cars that go 50 miles an hour, and your average fucking speed is 70. So, shit, okay, you only can go 20 miles less. You know what I'm saying? When in city, you only can go 30 miles an hour anyways. I think I'd rather give up 20 miles an hour, you know what I'm saying, versus taking a motherfucking 9-hour trip, and I ain't never got to stop for gas. I ain't never got to check no oil. I ain't never got to worry about no fucking antifreeze. Shit. Yeah, slow me the fuck down a little bit then. Just slow me the fuck down, because the savings, you know what I'm saying? And like I was saying about the dude that created the truck, when the news came and asked him, well, what about your battery power? You know what I'm saying? How long the batteries last? The motherfucking niggas say, shit, these bitches going to last you at least 6 to 8 years before you have to replace either one of them. 6 to 8 years, well, that's not that long of a time. This is what the news saying. I don't want to punch in her motherfucking head. You don't want to punch somebody in their head, you know what I'm saying, just saying stupid shit. I mean, literally, just punch them in their head. Not to cause brain damage, just with a big-ass overstuffed boxing glove like they be having at the fair, and just pow, just punch them right in their damn head. Wake the fuck up. Are you serious? All right. Punch some people in their damn head, man. It happens every autumn, you know what I'm saying? Midtown Manhattan becomes the motorcade capital of the world. Each foreign leader in town has a convoy of vehicles. Obama's motorcade is 20 to 30 vehicles in length. It's so long, it seems that when the front of it reaches the UN, the back end is still back at his hotel. God damn. But y'all already heard Gaddafi, he ain't even motherfucking half-stepping out. Gaddafi coming down this bitch, 150 strong, member entourage, and he got like 50 of them is his motherfucking pistol-packing motherfucking female entourage. Yeah, all his security is females. He ain't even coming half-stepping, you know what I'm saying? They're all trained and this shit suit or whatever the fuck they call that and gun-toting. That's enough for me. I don't give a damn if you can fight or not. You pull a pistol out on me. Yeah. We can talk now. All right, let's go on back to Cali, man. I don't know why we still back in Cali, but we back in Stockton, y'all. Stockton, California, where a $500,000 police vehicle illegally to drive in state. What? Man, they be having some fucked up headlines. But anyways. And a new and expensive mobile law enforcement command center that officials say is critical to the emergency response in San Joaquin County is illegal to drive on California roadways, forcing officials to spend more tax dollars to correct the problem. Yep, the San Joaquin, whatever the hell, County Sheriff's Department said the $500,000 vehicle is designed to coordinate emergency responses in the natural disasters and fast-paced criminal investigations. But it cannot be used because it's too heavy. Stupid mother... Oh, man, people, listen. We are in 2009. We have materials called polymer, a lightweight motherfucking durable plastic shit that is damn near indestructible. And that can be used in multiple applications, and really is so fucking environmentally safe that I don't know why the hell we still using metal and all this other kind of shit. When it really, if you're looking for a fast response, why you need all that big shit on that end? That ain't no fast response if the damn fire department and ambulance are still there before your motherfucking slow, big, heavy ass. That's just motherfuckers got money to spend, man. They just don't know what the hell to do with that $500,000, so they put it in a bullshit-ass motherfucking vehicle to say that they fucking needed it. Anyways, fuck them. We in Springfield, Massachusetts, y'all. Well, a postal worker guilty of stealing 3,000 motherfucking Netflix DVDs, and I hope you motherfucking sold them bitches on the street and made your bomb money back. Yeah. Because a postal worker who stole more than 3,000 DVDs mailed by Netflix to its customers pleaded guilty yesterday to federal theft charges. Miles Weathers, who worked at a mail processing and distribution center in Springfield, Massachusetts, was nabbed last year for the video heist after Netflix officials became suspicious about the frequency which DVDs were being pinched. Weathers, 49, was subsequently arrested after surveillance footage showed him removing DVDs from Netflix envelopes and placing the disc in his backpack. You go, Springfield. Yeah, matter of fact, hold on. Speaking of Springfield, yeah, we got to go ahead and make us a prank call to Moe's Tavern real quick, y'all. Let's make us a prank call while we in Springfield. Shouts out to Springfield, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and all y'all nutty shit that y'all got going on down there. Yeah, let's call Moe's Tavern real quick. Y'all, we finna make a prank call. We finna call Moe's Tavern, you know what I'm saying, that's located in Springfield. Yeah, y'all like to go down and have a drink, please tell Moe. I say, what's up? And if y'all see Moe, please don't come tell him.
Claiming Moe's.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Nah, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Corny, but, yeah, funny, you know. Corny, but, yeah, funny. We're going to make one more, y'all. I think I got one more for you. Yeah, let's call. Here we go, y'all.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Last one before we get back in the news, man. Last one before we get back in the news. Got a million of these motherfuckers, people. Got a million of these motherfuckers. And I got to let y'all know my new invention that I got coming out. Right after this, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get back into it real quick. And if for everybody who going to the bank, too, man, y'all make sure it's a new bank and fuck all that Fifth Third, fuck Nations Bank, fuck Bank of America, you know what I'm saying? You go to the motherfucking Universal Bank and make your deposit, man, because...
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank, we trust you about as far as we can throw you.
Oh, man, y'all already know I'm a fucking...
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
That's real. Let me break into one song, man. Stop, fuck that. I'll break into a song after that. I'll let y'all hear this last funny little segment, man. City law limits roosters to one per household. It's got it. What? And we back in Cali? God damn, Cali. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Stay out the headlines. All right, we back in Los Angeles, y'all. Well, the city council passed an ordinance that, with few exceptions, allows one rooster per property. It was spurred by complaints over noise and hygiene and concerns over illegal cockfighting. This got to be in the Mexican sector of the town and shit, you know. Niggas fight dogs, Mexicans cockfight. White folks do dogs and shooting shit for no fucking reason, like squirrel hunting and shit. Yeah, we don't do that. We won't do that. Now, we might win some money off of getting, you know, a little Fido towed up by Cujo and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Michael Vick, Michael Vick. Oh, my bad, my bad. Anyway, it's Janice Hahn, who authored the bill, says it will give residents of a district some peace and quiet. Neighborhoods from the harbor to the San Fernando Valley are sometimes annoyed by concerts from crowing roosters. Bitch, a rooster crows every fucking morning at the crack of dawn. If you got 10 houses on one side of the road with roosters, and then 10, bitch, everybody's going to be woken up at the crack of fucking dawn every day. If you have never heard, if you are a city slicker and you have never heard a rooster crow at the crack of dawn, that is some shit that, yes, you want to do a straight Acme commercial cartoon, get a rubber boot, throw that bitch out the window and hit him across his damn head and knock him off the fence type shit. Yes, that is very annoying. Hearing chickens clucking all fucking day is annoying. Hearing a rooster at the crack of dawn, man. All right. I want to go ahead and damn, that's the only niggas blast in Florida. Yeah, and I know y'all already knew this, but if you didn't know, yeah, this is Washington, D.C., people. The U.S. is sending billions in aid to enemies and wealthy nations. Okay, listen, people. All right. The United States of America was built off the backs of black people from thieves, rapists, wannabe gangsters, all the scallywags that came out of Europe, your European scallywags and your Great Britain and England and all your dirtbags from up that way came down here, got together, took their last motherfucking $100 that they got, you know what I'm saying, now that they got released out of jail and shit, put their money together, and that's the diabolical scheme that you're living in the United States of America. Yes. So, you know, it's not like this motherfucker is ran by a bunch of fairies and shit. You got a bunch of cutthroat killers running the goddamn country that don't give a shit about you, me, or nobody else unless you know what I'm saying, are helping out their whole scheme of things. But the U.S. is expected to spend about $36.7 billion on its foreign aid budget next year. Think about who's at the top of your foreign council on foreign, what the fuck is it? Your council on foreign policy? Is that what the fuck it is? I know John Kerry is the leader of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's foreign relations or some shit like that. It's a secret group. You know what I'm saying? These are one of the steps that sit down, ask the fucking population, you know what I'm saying, key smart motherfuckers, if we go into Afghanistan, what the fuck can possibly happen? You got these other motherfuckers like Clara, what the fuck her name is, McClara Locklear, or whatever the fuck, this smart-ass bitch. She sits her ass there, and she's a part of the problem, because she has notes upon notes upon notes on how to successfully into a motherfucking country, take their shit over, fuck their whole economic system and everything up, and make it look legal. These are the people that running this country, man. This is not no male issue. It's not no woman. Women are just as diabolical. Human beings are just fucked up people. You know, it's one bad apple, and it's just a big bunch of motherfuckers getting spoiled by one motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, in this shit. All right. It's expected to spend $36.7 billion on its foreign aid budget next year, but large chunks of that money will be going to countries whose leaders openly vilify the U.S., meaning hate the fucking U.S., vilified, hates the fucking U.S., all right? And to others that are already rolling in dough, you know what I'm saying? Americans went broke last year filling up their tanks thanks to high gas prices leveraged by OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Yet this year, the State Department budget provides millions to oil-rich kingdoms relishing huge profits like Saudi Arabia, Oman, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. See, this is what I'm saying. And they got this old crazy Chinese motherfucking dude on here. What the little short crazy motherfucking dude name is? They keep talking about he got nuclear, he got missiles pointed at the goddamn, at the U.S. I think he North Korea or South Korea's president. Whoever the, I don't know, short, dumb fat, whatever the fuck his name is. You know what I'm saying? But come people, all right, listen. This is, all right. All right. Y'all, all right. Boy, all right. I got to calm down real quick. Hold on, y'all. I got to calm down. Only way I can calm down, you know what I'm saying, is I think upon a few things. You know what I'm saying? I have to think upon a few things. Shouts out to Soul Poetry, man. She keep her brother at bay a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get all stressed out. You know what I'm saying? I play this here. You know? We're finna get into some Sindren Maruat, a.k.a. Soul Poetry.
The love coming back. Of the world will come. Nascent dreams and fantasies open the door to freedom. Hush, baby, hush. Let the tears flow evenly in the apex of your mind and feel the light through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky. When you feel limitless, impervious to sorrow. So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty? But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
That's real. And if you can't think upon those things and you still having problems, you still, you know, just wanna I don't know, yell out, do what Red Shades do, you know what I'm saying? Tell you, keep that shit on the hush. That's real, man. Shouts out to Red Shades of the building, man. Shouts out to Boston, Massachusetts. Y'all already know how we do it, man. Wrecking the Game Radio, man. Home of the indie superstars, man. That's what we do.
I'm doing fine.
All right.
I want a man, not a man, that knows how to treat you. Don't forget my name and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is legal. Recognize a real lady and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling his hat. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick. What? You couldn't play me. What? What you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no names. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bumps you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. I know you barely tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo.
I know.
But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they're gonna try and test me, but they never do that, at most indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Yes, that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know how chicks try to act. Smile in your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff. But it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
And y'all forget, man, me and Goofy got a new company that we got coming out, man. We're going to be blessing Blog Talk and all our hosts and fans and everybody. Once we open this mother up, it's going to be off the chain. Tell it's going to be off the meat rack. If y'all know what that means, you know, it's going to be a good day. I mean, yes, me and Goofy Bone have, you know, hooked up. And, yeah, we got some sponsors that's going to actually sponsor us. Y'all look out for it. January 14, 2009. Smelly Wetback Shrimp. And yeah, it's coming out. You know what I'm saying? This is our new promo. You know what I'm saying? This is the idea we came up with right here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out live. This is Reckoning Game Radio exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't gonna hear this nowhere else now. You know, y'all get the dump.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
Don't that sound like Sandy J? Sandy J.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
Oh, love. Oh, I kill myself sometimes, people. Yeah, and I'm back. Yeah, we got to read a little bit more, man. Let me go on down this list. You know what I'm saying? 10 minutes. I got to hurry up. We still around the world, y'all. We back. You know what I'm saying? We back. And your news today is provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. Yeah, if you know. You want to get some other news other than that bullshit that you see on your average, you know, news, Bay News, 8, 9, 7, 4, whatever the hell y'all news come on, check that news out. NuttyNewsToday.com. And it's all true news. It's just some funny shit. Yeah. And, and don't forget, man, we got a new address for Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? If you like to send your any kind of question of the day to me, you know, actually, if you like to send your nutty news of the day to me, you know what I'm saying? Or if you like to send in your crazy question of the day for Goofy Bones Radio Station, or if you like to send in your question for goddamn Saturday J, what the hell your shit called? Questions, the fuck is it? Questions that don't mean shit, or what the hell is it called? I'm waiting for him to. I went to that media takeout shit. It's all right. It ain't better than Nutty News Today, though. But then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can send all your info. 4402 North 34th Street. And that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. I don't do no P.O. box. Fuck a P.O. box. I got a business address. Send that shit to my business. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. And what I do is, any nutty news, it gets read on this show. All other news get passed on to Goofy's show. And then anything that applies to Seti's show gets passed on to Seti. Seti J's for his, you know what I'm saying, after dusk hour. And that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Y'all want to send that to me, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you want to make a donation, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to see us actually become an actual bona fide radio station? Well, support us then. Send us a motherfucking dollar, you know what I'm saying? Send it to Trilateral Radio. And I ain't got to put attention to nobody because I'm the only one that's going to receive it. It's Trilateral, T-R-I, you know, hyphen, L-A-T-E-R-A-L, Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? Part of the Trilateral Commission, TLC. And that's 4402 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610, peoples. Yeah. And we're back in Pennsylvania, and we're all the way in York, where a man protecting his birds with a BB gun causes a school lockdown. Yeah. Shouts out to Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Bill Clinton and all y'all motherfuckers who thought y'all just had it. We're going to win it. Fuck that. Police say a man using a BB gun to protect his birds from cats led to an elementary school lockdown in Pennsylvania. Because York School Superintendent Sharon Miller said Tuesday that a report of a gun-wielding man outside Alexander Good Elementary School, damn, it's a long-ass fucking name, came in at 8 a.m. Officers surrounded the building with about a dozen vehicles. Some students cried as they left school, while parents who had heard rumors waited anxiously. I don't think they fuck with the man, but, you know. If you like to read, I don't read the whole article. I give you the headline. I give you just the meat. I give you just some seasoning, you know what I'm saying, to really get off into it. So you would have to go to NuttyNewsToday.com if you'd like to read the entire article, which would take you to the actual page where that article comes from. Yeah. And an ex-student, we in Florida, we do stupid shit like this. Now, I don't understand this, but we do it. Ex-student gets 7 years in prison for changing grades. God damn. Florida, yeah, former Florida A&M University student Marcus Barrington was sentenced to 84 months, 7 years in federal prison for his involvement in the March grade change scandal. Barrington's accomplices, Lawrence Secrease and Christopher Jacquet, pleaded guilty and are currently serving their 22-month sentence. Damn, now I got to read a little bit more than that because I just kind of fucked up. Actually, I ain't. So if you want to goddamn go, check it out. Keep reading on your own. We got to take this on to Omaha, Nebraska. What the hell is that? Nebraska, people. Yeah, you bad spelling mother flippers. couple charged after leaving their baby. Okay, I had to yell. I'm sorry. Yeah, leaving that baby outside the damn bar. These are y'all 2009 parents. These are these 30-year-old grandmas and shit that we got nowadays. Where the big mamas at? You know what I'm saying? Where the granddad is at? This is the problem. Yeah, you know? Yeah, we in Omaha, Nebraska, where a Melbourne, Iowa couple, and this is where they, I guess, originally from, was charged with misdemeanor child neglect after police said they left their four-month-old daughter in the car while they got drunk in a West Omaha bar. Yeah. Brian and Tina Vanoy were booked into the Douglas County Correction Center. They have since been released after posting bond, and police said that their daughter is now in protective custody. Man. Boy. Hey. This is the world we live in. This is the world which we live. You know what I'm saying? This is wow. Okay. And last but not least, you know, U.S. taxpayers pay millions to keep dictators safe. Yeah, when the deposits of the world roll in, when the despots, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to write. When the despots of the world roll into New York for the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly, American taxpayers will pay a hefty price to ensure their safety. The cost of keeping the dictators safe, at least $20 million. Because that's how much New York City forked out during the first 2 weeks of last year's General Assembly. And $20 million may be just the tip of the iceberg. Yes. And that is your nutty news today. You know what I'm saying? Man. Oh, man. Get enrolled. Do you know how to change grades? Hell no. That is crazy. Shouts out to Sadie J, man. Man, shouts out to them crazy-ass motherfuckers, man. How do you... You know what that's like? That shit, that change of grade shit, that's what this is. This the same scenario.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus, people. What the... Is he smoking on? I don't know. But like I say, man, listen. People, knowledge is power. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is the key to survival. You know what I'm saying? And learning, you have to have the ability to learn and apply what you have learned in life. That is true knowledge. All right, knowledge is just not pop out your ass like shit. You don't piss it out. You know what I'm saying? And I can't stand in front of you and you got headphones on and I'm sitting here, you know, kicking every damn thing I can throw at you. And you're not learning nothing. See, and that's what it's all about. You have to learn, people. Learn. Listen, learn. When you listen and learn, then you'll get that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But you have to listen, learn, apply it, reteach it, preach it, however you got to do, and then you will truly know if you are a knowledgeable person. I thank the Lord for allowing me to be who I am, what I am, and I'm just here to spread this across the entire international world. And thank you, BTR, for having this circuit, you know what I'm saying, and for us to have this ability to do this. So please check out epathchina.com. Stop buying that shit out of motherfucking Best Buy and Target and all that shit. Buy the shit wholesale, people. It's there to you. It's wholesale to the public. You know, if you're looking for good news, go to nuttynewstoday.com and get your laugh on. You know, and that's how we do it. Also, check out Goofy Bone on 186 Point Deuce. Directly after this, and then we got Sadie J after dusk. Y'all can check him out on your on the late night tip. And on that, you know what I'm saying? May everybody stay blessed and unstressed. And that's the way the world goes round. Peace out, man. And I will see y'all on the flip side. And yeah, we is about to get the hell up out of here. And I'm out the door with my artist. Make sure y'all check out Miss Janu once again. You know what I'm saying? www.myspace.com. And that is / Janu the Princess. And peace out.
John, come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
And thank you, everybody. Sadie J, Real Talk, Real Women, Red Shades, Old Poetry in the building, the Showstopper, Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, everybody who came through, you know what I'm saying? Thank you all very much. Red Shades, everybody. Love y'all. Peace out. Yeah.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money.
Mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. Yeah. I need money, yeah.